from Virginia.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome.
Jamie.
More. I've heard more beeps. Who else has joined us? Welcome, welcome. Whoever just joined us, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Kira Fabin, one of the graduates.
Of course. Beautiful. Congratulations.
Who is this?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said, and who is this?
My name is Kurt Stewart, and you don't know me, but I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to introduce myself shortly.
Okay.
This is David.
Yeah, David?
David from Northern California. Good morning or afternoon.
Hi, David. From what part of Northern California exactly?
Near Lake Tahoe.
All right. So maybe you've got some snow and some things going on like that as well.
Got a fire burning next to me here. You betcha.
Stay warm. This is going to warm your heart as well, the graduation. It's always
great.
A great, great event.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jamie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
This is Sandra from Hawaii.
Ah, Sandra from Hawaii. Well, you're at the other end. We've got somebody in the snow in Tahoe, and you're probably a little bit warmer.
I am, quite a bit.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who else have we got that's joined us? I know we've got quite a big roster tonight of people. Anybody else that wants? Hi, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lauren in Dallas.
Hi, Lauren in Dallas. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Be here.
Hello, this is Mike in Scotland.
Mike in Scotland. Well, welcome, welcome. You're on the same time zone as I am, I believe.
And what would that be?
I'm in Portugal.
Oh, right, so it will be then.
So we're both up at midnight.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's worth it. Believe me, the graduations are a wonderful event. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
This is Amelia from Tacoma, Washington.
I didn't hear your name, but I know where you're from, Tacoma, Washington. Can you repeat your name?
Yes, hi, this is Cynthia Hammer.
Hi, Cynthia. Welcome. This is Kurt here on the other end.
This is Russell Huck from Colorado.
Hi, Russell.
Hey.
How you doing? It's cold over there as well, I imagine.
Cold and snow all over the place, and we're having a beautiful reddish sunset right now.
All right. So you're having a light Christmas as well, and a white Christmas. Beautiful.
All right.
Anybody else joining us here that hasn't been introduced?
Yes, this is Tamara in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right. Tamara, another cold and snowy place, perhaps.
Very much so.
Beautiful.
I'm Quentin in Dallas.
Hi. In Dallas, did you say?
Yeah, this is Quentin in Dallas. I'm here for Lauren from Dallas.
All right. So you're going to be cheering her on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for joining the call.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Dolores Layton, and I'm
here for Martez Layton, and I'm in North Carolina.
Beautiful. I got you. I got where you're from. I missed the first name because there's a bit of an echo on the line. Can you just repeat your first name again?
Dolores.
All right. Thank you. Welcome. Still hearing a bit of an echo. Hi, who else has joined us here? It's coming in fast and furious now. The beeps are going off.
Jamie in Virginia.
Jamie?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Kurt. It's Mercy in New York.
Whoa. Mercy, Mercy.
Hi, everybody. I had to say, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to say hello. I'm sorry. See, the graduates don't know that you're a dancing fool when you hear the ring. So
well, that's our secret.
They got quite the master of ceremony. So I just wanted to beam in. I know there are the graduates anxious to check in. So I will just say hello, and it's wonderful to hear everybody.
Beautiful, Mercy. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, it's Bronwyn from Shanghai.
Well, it's Bronwyn from Shanghai. How are you, Bronwyn?
I'm good, thank
It's great to have you on the call, too.
Thanks.
I'm hearing a bit of an echo, and I'm not sure where that's coming from, but one of the things I would like to remind people is that when we're, I'll probably have to put us all on mute when we give our little speeches, but just remember to hit your mute, the *6 button, and on our previous graduation call, people forgot always when they began talking to unmute themselves, so please remember to unmute yourselves when you begin to speak with us. Thank you. Has anybody else come on that has not had a chance to say hi?
Hi, it's Kate here.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm from Australia.
Beautiful. All right, we have Kate from Australia. Anybody else?
Kurt, it's Mike, trainer Mike Romanis on the call.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for showing up.
No, it's great. It's an honor.
Beautiful.
Hi, Kurt. It's Sherry Boone.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice again.
And you.
This is so much fun, and I think it's just such a high, you know, to hear all of the graduates. And
I'm so excited to be here and celebrate with all the graduates. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. We have, we're about 5 minutes after the hour, and if there's nobody else that would like to say hi.
Hi, Kurt. It's Sally Bridger here as well.
Sally, welcome. Nice
hi,
to have
everyone.
You here, too. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Kurt. It's Amanda Christopher.
Hi, Amanda. Good to have you back, too. Okay. Well, it looks like most of us are on. So, and the line sounds beautifully clear. So I'm just going to go launch us into the start of our graduation here tonight. Hi. Anybody else just join us? No. Okay. Right. Well, let's get going here. First of all, I'd like to just welcome everybody to this wonderful graduation ceremony. And as I said, I will introduce myself. I'm Kurt Stewart. Some of you may know me. I know I've talked to some of you over the course of the last year about our ongoing project to develop our programs in other languages. And this is a really exciting part of what we're doing because we are more and more becoming what I consider to be a really global training company for coaches from all over the world. So it's an exciting part of what we do, and I'm part of that and part of the management team. So that's my introduction. And today I'm very pleased to see again people from so many different parts of the world becoming our graduates. That's very exciting. And I'm honored to be acting as your host for these celebrations. This this term we have something like 120 people graduating. So we have a huge group of people, and that is also extremely exciting to see. It's a landmark as well. So first, I want to just congratulate all of our graduates and acknowledge them for, you know, setting this goal to become a certified professional coach for themselves and being able to achieve it. You know, it's a brilliant accomplishment that took a lot of energy, focus, and hard work. And, you know, when I think about it, we achieve these great things with the support of others. And so it's really fantastic also for me to see so many of your friends and family here today cheering you on, you know, as you cross that finish line. That's really nice to see that kind of support. So we have about 30 graduates, I think, on the call today and probably around twice that many guests, so about 60 guests. So that, for me, that adds up to a whole lot of love. So I'm really happy about that. So a big welcome to all of you family and friends who also have come out in support today. And, of course, I want to give a massive welcome to all of our staff and trainers who are with us today as well, because it's always really great to have their addition, have them come on this call and also be part of the cheerleading squad. So thank you also for being part of this. So, you know, we have lots to cover on our agenda today, and we really want to hear from all of you, you know, whatever acknowledgments or shout-outs that you want to make at this time. This is really your moment. So I invite you to open your heart and share the love. We have, you know, as I said, we have about 90 people on the call today. So just be aware to allow a time for everyone to be able to speak. And before we open the floor, we're going to be hearing from Bronwyn Bowery Island, of course, our CEO, who will be giving us her traditional commencement speech. And after that, then I'll begin calling on our graduates one by one to speak briefly and share their thoughts and feelings with us. And once the graduates have spoken, I'll invite their friends or family members, anybody who wants to, you know, give their acknowledgments or speak briefly as well. And if you do want to say something, though, just be sure to, you know, identify who you are and who the graduate you're shouting out to. And lastly, I will ask any of our staff, those people that we've heard briefly from already, who would like to say a word to our shiny new grads to step up and be heard as well. So that's about it. There's just a bit of housekeeping. I want to, again, remind people that the bridge line sounds really good. So just to keep the background noise to a minimum, be sure to put yourselves on mute by pressing *6, and that'll certainly help to keep the noise levels down. And don't forget to unmute yourself, again, when you want to speak. So probably during, we'll see how it goes, but maybe during Bronwyn's speech I might have to mute it if the line is a little bit noisy, but it looks pretty good. There's one more announcement. I think Amanda has notified me that your certificates will be mailed out within a week, and then you should probably allow for about 14 days for that to arrive postal delivery. And one last thing, as I've been thinking about the great virtual community that we've created here at ICA, and this struck me when I was in Montreal for the ICF conference 2 weeks ago, is that we don't often really get to meet up with people in the real world. And so I thought maybe we could just take a moment before we start talking about, before people start giving their acknowledgments, I thought it'd be good to create a space for this ceremony. So if you're game, I'm going to ask you for a moment just to close your eyes for a moment and imagine that we are all together in a physical space where we can actually see each other, and this will be a place of your choosing. So maybe it's outdoors at some stunning location, or maybe you picture it indoors somewhere. Wherever you imagine it to be, let it be an environment that invites everyone to be who they are, open, warm, and joyous. So now visualize yourself among this amazing group of coaches who have journeyed to this very moment with you, and you are meeting some of them for the first time. So imagine all their bright smiles and the wonderful eye contact and those hugs of congratulation and the incredibly happy vibe coming from all those fellow graduates who, just like you, have grown both personally and professionally on their way to becoming an amazing coach. So this is a special moment, so acknowledge yourselves for this wonderful achievement. Take a nice deep breath and join the celebration. So now it is my great pleasure to turn over the mic to our CEO, the one and only Bronwyn Bowery Island. Over to you, Bronwyn.
Well, thank you, Kurt, for being such an amazing speaker. It's great to have you doing it. Thank you. And I hear the last graduation a few hours ago was Jordan as well. So,
okay.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk today a little bit about the way forward and what that looks like. So, over again at ICA, we'll see 125 students graduating. We have some students currently attending classes and participating in the program. We have over 100 teleclasses per week and over 60 people working at ICA. Next February, ICA in the World
coaching, this makes us sound like, but we are old, rather energetic and vibrant would be a better way to explain ICA. ICA is people who want to operate on the edge, people who want to explore and go on edges. The 21st century is often referred to as the information age, and new technology and globalization have led to people having access to huge amounts of information at precisely the time that they need it. Whole countries are shifting from growing and producing things to providing knowledge and services and becoming so-called economies. New occupations in these knowledge and an increased rate. It is estimated that one third of 10-year-olds will begin work a job that has not yet been invented. It's an exciting time to be alive. Instead of sticking with the same job or handfuls of jobs for an entire career, most people will move through a range of jobs and careers, constantly gathering skills as they go. This will require intensive learning. Having access to information also changes the way we work. In the past, people would work in the community in which they lived. They may go to their workplace, but the distance would never be more than an hour or two at the absolute most. With the information age, you can call, chat to them via the internet and share documents. You can now talk to someone who not only live in they don't live in your country. The future is about working globally in teams that are constructed from different languages around the world. Small business is the new industry. Part of the information has taught us that human connection is paramount. So work small teams will support this. In the past, people worked in companies with several thousand employees. Large corporations will need to deconstruct with smaller parts to survive. Knowing each other is vital. Human potential is the new, unique selling proposition. In the future, you will work with small teams, sourcing partners from around the world, finding skills you need to support your business. You will be directing your work tasks, vision, and the to achieve this. You will set meetings with your virtual assistant who lives in Spain, your accountant in China, sales manager who lives in India. You will be the driver of your business. To do this, you will set in place a support team. Your virtual assistant, your personal trainer, your mentor, your social network group, and partner or friend of your team. You will determine the learning you need.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Ron, you seem to be breaking up quite a bit. I'm not sure if it's your phone line or... Are you calling from a landline, Ron?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're having trouble. It's breaking up, and so we're hearing pieces of it.
Okay. Let me call back in once more, and
okay.
I'll see how it goes.
Right. Thank you. Okay, everybody. Sorry about that. There seems to be some technical difficulties, but we're trying to straighten that out. This does happen, as you know, sometimes on the wonderful technology that we have. Sometimes it fails. So there's a really good new module that we're writing up about that called Lightness versus Significance, and I think this is a good time to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do a little bit of coaching to myself here about technological problems. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I coming through loud and clear? Okay, good.
Yes.
We've got one person that's coming through then. Again, I apologize for that. I just we noticed it as she was going forward that there was some difficulty there. Has Bronwyn come back in on the call? Not yet. Okay. Very good. Well, no worries. There she is. All right, let's try that now.
Is that better?
Keep talking, and I'll let you know.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure why that happened, but anyway, it sounded fine. So let me continue. So human potential is the new unique selling proposition. In the future, you'll work in a small team, sourcing partners from around the world, finding the skills you need to support your business. You'll be directing your work tasks, vision, and the learning that you will need to achieve this. You'll set meetings with your virtual assistant who lives in Spain, your marketing consultant in the US, your accountant in China, and your sales manager who lives in India. You will be the driver of your business. To do this, you will set in place a support team.
Oops. Sounds like we've lost her.
Yep.
Is anybody else? Nobody's hearing her either, huh?
No.
Okay, well, that line dropped out, too. All right. Well, how is everybody feeling festive? I hope so.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the world.
Okay. Hi, Kurt.
Let's move on.
All right.
This is Bronwyn.
Yeah, hi, Bronwyn.
I was muted out.
You were muted out. Who did that?
Someone at the teleclass world didn't like what I was saying, and they muted me out.
Uh-oh. That's
anyway.
Not fair. All right, are you back?
I'm back. I'll just continue to read and then I'll finish up.
Okay.
So, to survive in this new world, you will need to reinvent yourself. You will need to be open to learning and development. Self-directed learning is the new learning, although some of you have been doing this all your life. Self-directed learning, as it states, directed by you. You will no longer sit waiting for others to tell you what you need to know. You will determine this. You will let people know what you want to learn and how you want to learn it. You will learn flexibly, online and voice to voice. You will plan out your learning supported by your coach. You will learn, change and grow. Self-directed learning is the way forward because its focus is on you. This is so much more empowering. Currently, many $1 billion are spent by corporations each year on training and consulting. Many studies have found that the return on investment of these activities are very, very low. Organizations are looking to new ways of developing themselves. Coaching departments are being created in many top 500 Fortune companies. The results from coaching, as recorded so far, are great, creating much higher return on investment. Coaching is all about self-directed learning. As the client, you decide what you want to learn and how you need to change or develop. The coach supports you along this learning pathway. Part of self-directed learning requires you to learn more about who you are and how you learn best. Keep a journal to document how you gather and generate information and ideas. Then create a plan and action steps. Your coach is there to support you in this process. Developing, changing and growing is a fun but challenging experience. To be successful, you need to have a team supporting you. If you look back and observe a tough time in your life, did you have a support team there with you? Usually when we are going through difficult times, we shut off all supports. We recoil, and this in itself exacerbates the difficulty. To be successful in moving forward, you need a support team. You need to know as much about yourself as possible. Understand what you believe in, what you value, and how you learn. Today you join one support team, the alumni at ICA. You will connect with other graduates and continue along your journey of being an extraordinary person. Your openness to learning and growing will ensure your success, and today we acknowledge the learning and growing you have been doing while studying at ICA. We are here and part of your journey. On behalf of everyone at ICA, we congratulate you today in graduating, and we wish you the best adventure that is before you. I would like to thank all the staff at ICA who supported you and the buddies who volunteered their time to assist you along the way. Have the best celebration party ever. Thank you, Kurt.
All right. You made it through. And what I would like to say, first of all, thank you for pushing on. But also, it's a really, I've read it, and it's very pertinent and very nicely written. So what I would suggest is that we put it up as a transcript, perhaps, in the student bulletin so that our graduates can actually read it, because I think a large part of it got garbled and dropped out. So I'll be looking for, we'll put that up for everybody to read, because I really think it's a valuable statement. So thank you so much, Bronwyn.
Okay.
I seem to be hearing a lot of background noise, so don't forget to hit the star 6. Thank you. If you can just mute yourself. And what I'd like to do now is, following that inspiring speech, is to go forward. And I'd love to hear from all of our graduates first and give you the opportunity to really express how you're feeling at this point in time as you graduate. So I'd like to begin calling people, and I'm going to start with Bobby Baker, also from the USA. Hi, Bobby. Are you there?
Yeah, I just had to take myself off mute.
Oh, good. Perfect. Okay, you're on.
Okay. As I was going, don't make me be first. Don't make me be first.
It's a privilege, Bobby.
It's a privilege. I'm excited as I go forward. The learning at ICA was amazing. Some of the teachers that really impacted me that I want to send a shout-out to were Alan Seal with his community of practice, the spiritual community of practice. Sherry Boone, amazing, amazing woman that I just adore, that was my supervised coach, teacher or facilitator. Bill Turpin, who brings much laughter and joy to the ICA community, and Karen Capello. Just a few of the names that I thought of off the top of my head of people that really stick out to me and mean a lot to me. So I wanted to send a big thank you to them as I head off and take on new clients. And I am increasing my clientele as we speak. So I'm very, very proud to say that I graduated from ICA.
Oh, and we're very proud to have you as part of our alumni. Thank you so much,
Hello?
Bobby. That's beautiful.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
This is Melissa in Virginia. I'm just surprising. I just graduated this afternoon, and I just came on hoping I would hear Bobby. Bobby, I just want to say to you congratulations, and I am so glad that we got to know each other, that we've crossed paths. I don't know who was coach and who was client sometimes, really. It was a joy working with you, and I think you have a tremendous gift, incredible honesty, incredible light, and a beautiful depth that you bring to your life and to your coaching, and I wish you well a thousand times over. Thank you so much.
Oh, Melissa, you are such an amazing woman. First, you make me cry. Thank
well,
you.
I wanted to come. I was hoping I would hear your voice. I probably won't stay on this whole call, but I wanted to wish you congratulations. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Melissa.
Melissa, you remember, you couldn't see it in me if you didn't possess it yourself.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful.
And thank you again, Bobby, and that's what you get for going first.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, I know that Jamie Bayless, are you on the call? I know you are. Heard you earlier. Welcome. Got yourself off mute? Yeah, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Jamie.
I just wanted to say, I mean, the whole experience with ICA has been an excellent experience. The teachers are great. I never felt left behind.
Battery one down.
It was such a good experience.
Children.
Behave. As they say, won't let it again.
Hi, I'm hearing somebody sing in the background. You might want to put yourself on mute. I love your voice, but we're going on here. Jamie, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
I just wanted to say that I'm very proud to be a graduate from ICA and just really fortunate for all the people I got to meet, and especially the teachers. They were excellent.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Linda Blaine, you there?
Hi. I want to say that this has been just an extraordinary personal growth experience, first of all, and an opportunity for me to find what I feel is my true calling in life. So I celebrate that with all of you, and just want to send wonderful thank yous to all of the staff and facilitators who supported me on that journey. Thank you.
Mm. Thank beautiful, Linda. Thank you. Okay. Alicia.
Hi.
Hi.
I just would like to say that it was such a rich environment, and I learned so much from everybody. The different cultures and meeting people virtually from all around the world and different cultures, and I just discovered that we are all more similar than we are different, and it was a really wonderful experience coaching and being coached by people from all over the world. I learned so much from all the teachers and students, and I know this is my calling as well, and I feel blessed to have found the school and to be graduating, so thank you so much.
Mm. All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, Suzanne in Chile. Are you there, Suzanne? Suzanne Bredinger. Okay. Well, if you are and you're on mute, you'll have another chance to come back. No problem. How about Todd? Todd Brody. You there, Todd?
I am, yes.
Hi. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it's been a very unique experience to be exposed to the different global cultures, and it's been very valuable to meet a number of different people in the coaching community and coaching practice to help me be a better coach going forward.
Nice. Thank you, Todd. Right. Okay. Kali in Australia. Hi. Kali, are you there? Are you on mute?
You know, emphasis on practical experience and encouraging us to go out and source clients as early as we felt confident to do so. And I think that just really was a terrific aspect of what sets ICA apart from all of the other courses out there. So big cheers to ICA. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Congratulations. Okay, we have Lynn Brown in the USA. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Kurt. Thank you. This has been an amazing experience. I had no idea what I was getting into when I signed up. I hadn't done any teleclasses before, and this was all new. And it was so supportive and nurturing. The staff was wonderful. My peer coaches were phenomenal. I was blessed to have Prava as a peer coach, and now she's a trainer. And the rest of the ICA community can benefit from her. She's fabulous. It was a great experience, and I want to thank ICA and Bron for putting this together. And I want to give a shout out to Mercy, my coach, my mentor, and my friend. Thank you so much for encouraging and enthusing and helping me through this.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much, Lynn. It's nice. All right. Tony Butler in Australia. You with us? On mute.
Yeah, no, hi, everyone. My technology is not the best in at the moment.
No worries.
But I think there are many sentiments already expressed, and I'm sure there'll be many more to come that will echo so many of our thoughts. And I, rather than repeat those, I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate everybody on the call for being fantastic peer coaches.
Mm-hmm.
With you all.
Thank you, Tony, and I want to congratulate you, too. Congratulations. All right, we have Akash from India. Are you with us, Akash? Star 6, you there? All right, maybe there's some Star 6 issues. If you're there, Akash, we'll catch you on the end run here. How about, it looks like Marnie Maya. Marnie, are you with us? No? Also, I hope people aren't having too many issues with the Star 6 bit, but everyone's doing a really great job of muting, so fantastic. I'm going to move on, and if I miss you, just give a shout out at the end. How about Trinity? Trinity in Australia. Hi.
I just wanted to say that I'm really grateful for all the knowledge and learning that was shared by everybody involved at ICA, including all the wonderful students that I met along my journey and the trainers as well, and just the peripheral staff that are sort of not so involved but always very helpful. The course has really stretched me as a person and as a coach, and I really especially want to give a shout out to Kelly, who spoke earlier because she was my peer coach and did a wonderful job of supporting me, and also to Kate in Australia as well, who was in my supervised coaching. Kate was a really good support to me as well, and both those women became second-time mums only a few months ago, so I want to congratulate them on that as well.
Indeed. Congratulations to all of you. Thank you, Trinity.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Trinity. Right. It's Pally here, and I just wanted to say that you really coached yourself. You have a wonderful, wonderful future ahead of you. You're a tremendous coach, so congratulations.
Thanks, Kelly.
Right. Thank you. All right. How about Justina? Justina?
Yes, Justina.
Hi, Justina.
Hello. I just want to say that I'm really grateful for all of the staff and my classmates at ICA and all of the wonderful things they've given me, and I'm very excited to go forward with coaching. Coaching, for me, it means more to me than my bachelor's degree at the university, to be quite honest, and I feel like it's my calling, and I want to give a special shout out and a special thanks to my fellow supervised classmate Martez, who's on the line graduating with me this evening, and I appreciate his support, and I wish him all the best as well, and I just want to say thank you.
Okay, Justina, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We have Russell. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Just want to have anything?
Yeah.
Go right for it. Yeah, go ahead.
For me, it was a very interesting process. I hold both a bachelor's and a master's degree. And for me, it was a really unique experience. It was humbling, empowering. And I think above all, it was really self-growth. Although I've worked for many years as a coach, I had so many realizations through the program. And there's five teachers' names that come to my mind immediately, and that's especially Paul Litwack, and in executive coaching, it just somehow his clarity and his spirit just touched me at a very deep level, and Angela Bird for her ability to make me more aware of my ego and its fragility, and just see the humor in myself, and Lou Diallo for his marketing abilities. I mean, just an amazing genius in that area. Ronnie Noyes for both her softness and business acuity, and Alan Seale for his spiritual insights and giving me insights and just empowering me, and got all his books and just learned so much from, especially all these teachers. I've learned something from all the teachers, but these teachers, I attended a lot of their classes, so they've influenced me. And there was also Tom DeGraaff over in the Netherlands, who I really liked a lot. But just everybody, and I'm just so thankful for the experience. I did a lot of research before going to the school, probably for over a half year, and there were just so many schools out there. And when I initially called the school, and that somebody was available to talk to me on a Sunday, that too was amazing. So it's been very service minded, and I can't say enough good things about it. I think even if somebody doesn't want to be a coach, for anybody who's on the line, just do it for your own self growth and insight. It's set me in a place where I can ask better questions of myself, and I tell people much less. I tell myself much less. And I just ask important questions that kind of deepen my meaning of life in general and specifically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, Russell, thank you so much. That's great.
Can I congratulate Russell?
Mm-hmm.
This is Sandra. He was my coach, and you did such a wonderful job. And I just think you're a fabulous coach. Congratulations.
Well, Sandra, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed working with you. You've given me also a lot of insight, very loving, caring, insightful person, extremely creative, and I don't know, you've helped me to like myself better. How do you do that?
That's great. That's, one of the ends of coaching, so fantastic.
We have
all right, thank you.
Relationship.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Steve. Steve, are you still with us? Steve Hendon. Get yourself on mute.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Steve.
Can you hear me?
Beautiful.
All right. Well, I just have to acknowledge the whole organization and the staff at ICA. I know that when I enrolled and started, I knew I was doing the right thing for me and in a place where I wanted to be, but I also knew that it was a long journey, a tremendous journey to take, and I was reminded of that this evening when I heard Mike from Scotland get on the call. Mike, I don't know if you remember or not, but a long time ago in one of the very early classes we took, worked together, I coached you for a few minutes, and we had a great time, and I remember the agony of saying, "I'll coach," for the first time, and and then to hear some of the ICA graduates that were in my supervised coach class just kind of brought it full circle. And I heard a couple of the instructors, at least two that I recognized, come on the call, Sherry and Mercy, that were so, so important in my journey through ICA. And there were many others. And I want to thank them. I want to thank the organization. Everybody at ICA that I came in contact with, it was always positive, always a good interaction, and developed some great friendships. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh, really nice, Steve. Thank you, and congratulations. Hi. I'm just hearing a little background noise. Maybe it sounds like somebody's running machinery or maybe washing dishes or something, so please remember to put yourself on mute with star 6 if you're doing something. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Is it Tamara? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Kuchar?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, great.
I am very grateful to have been a part of top-notch coaching training program. And what I've really appreciated the most has been the different styles and the experiences that the instructors and the students have brought to the table, and that they have all shared with me on my journey through the program. And I have had the opportunity to not learn from them, but I've had the opportunity to practice a very safe environment. And I would like to thank so many people. I would so many names, and there's so many more people that would like to talk, so I'm going to end it at that.
Thank you. Thank you, Tamara. And congratulations to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have Martez. Martez Layton?
Yes,
are you
me.
With us?
Yes.
Hi, Martez.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. First of all, I would just really like to acknowledge Justina because she did a great job in our supervised coaching, and I loved listening to you, Justina. And of course, it's good to be graduating together, but I only see great things in your future. So I'm so excited for you at this time. And as far as the ICA teachers, there are a few that really come to my mind. Of course, Jim Clarkson, who is no longer with us, I really just had that connection. I've actually talked with him probably not too long ago. Angela Burke, which was a great facilitator and great coach. Jamie Tisner, who was my supervised coach. And Sherry Boone is actually on the line. And I just absolutely enjoyed being in all the sessions, the teleclasses with Sherry and, of course, Bill Turpin. And, you know, my experience has just been wonderful. Actually, my mom is on the line in North Carolina in a different city than I am, and I have my family sitting here. And I just really would like to tell the other coaches that are also graduating, and Justina knows I'm very visual, but as I see it right now, see the universe actually
You just dropped out, Martez. I'm sorry. It sounded like there was a little background noise there.
But I just wanted to tell the other coaches, and I just see the universe opening invisible doors of greatness for all of us to walk into, and I just want to acknowledge you for just changing lives all over the world. But my experience has just been wonderful, and I love it, and thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. Beautiful. Well said. Okay. Lauren Miller, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. It's so good to be here. And I want to thank, there are a few teachers that stand up for me. Karen Capello, who is my supervised coach, who really gave me confidence to find my own voice. And Lou Gallo, who took a technically challenged one, like myself, to unstoppable website development, which I've been doing all throughout ICA and continue to do so. And Angela Bird, who really taught me to think deeper and gave true meaning to powerful questions. And I'd like to thank my boyfriend, who is also an ICA student here with me, listening on, and I can't wait to come to his graduation as well. And all the students who were and listening to all the different coaching styles all the time, you know, was such a great learning environment to learn how other people handled a similar situation and how interesting that is. Now, there's many different ways to solve a problem. So the ICA school, last but not least, I want to acknowledge what a great, great experience this has been for learning and growing for myself. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Denise in Singapore. Hi, Denise. Are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm really glad to be finally graduating. I started about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and with a lot of stops and starts. But the last 6 months have been a very incredible experience. And I also want to acknowledge the ICA program. I think of all the, different types of learning styles, I found it to be the most effective with a blend of the teleclasses and, you know, a lot of practical experience. So I've learned probably more about myself than about coaching, but all definitely very enriching. So thank you, everyone who's played and contributed to my graduation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Denise. Congratulations. Okay. David Rood from the USA. David, hi.
Hey. Hi. Yeah, I'm very appreciative for all the knowledge and all the support that I received. Going back to school in your 40s is not an easy task. It wasn't for me. I'm a pretty stubborn learner, and everyone was very generous with their time and enthusiasm and energy. I'm also very grateful in general for the opportunity I had because, as Russell mentioned, I did a lot of homework too, and I shopped around, and I was very happy with my ICA experience. But most of all, I'm thankful, as so many people have mentioned, for all the friends and colleagues that I made during this process. And I want to thank especially Sherry Boone, who was very, very helpful to me, for also giving me my voice and my confidence in coaching.
Beautiful. Nice, David. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay. Kira Sabin from the USA. Are you with us, Kira?
Yes, Sabin, actually. But
Sabin,
I'll just keep it quick, but I'd like to, first of all, do a little shout-out to my parents and sister who are listening. And from day one supported me when I said, I want to be a dating coach. And they had no idea what it was, but just that they thought if I want to do it and I could do it well, that I should. And so besides that, thank you to ICA for not only making me a better coach, but a better person. And I'm sure we all feel that way. And I know that Sherry's listening, and thank you for challenging me during supervised coaching to be the best peer coach that I could possibly be. So thank you very much, and I'm happy to be part of this graduating class.
Nice. Thanks. Thank you. Congratulations. Sandra Stevenson from the USA. Hi. With us? Hi.
Wasn't sure. I'm getting.
Is that Sandra? No? Okay. It doesn't sound like, well, if you are there and you're having some tech difficulties, please just give a shout out at the end and we'll move forward.
I'm not Sandra.
Hi,
but I'm
I, you know
there
what?
She
I
is.
For,
okay.
I forgot
is.
To unmute. I'm sorry.
No worries. Sandra, you're on.
Okay. Can
Hi.
You hear me now?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to express my gratitude to the founders and teachers and facilitators of the ICA community and to the new coaches who are graduating with me today. And I just want to say there is one word that sums up the ICA courses, the teachers, and the experience that I've had, and that one word is enlightenment. I just love the entire journey doing it for a year and a half, and Sherry will know I'm ready to tear up again. I want to thank Mercy, Angela, Alan Seal, Bill Turpin, Jim Clarkson, Karen Capello, Jamie Tenzer, Lou Dallow, Tone DeGraff, Linda Anderson, Sherry Boone, and Ronnie Noyes, and I hope I haven't left anyone out, and all of the great coaches that I've had in the beautiful community. I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Sorry to leave it, but I'll carry with me everything that I've learned, and my husband is sitting here and laughing at me.
No, congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks.
Husbands are good for that. Well, Sandra, that's wonderful. And in fact, you're not leaving us. I think you'll always be a part of what ICA is, as you know, as part of our alumni group going forward whenever you want. You're part of it, so
well, that's
thank you.
Thank you. And Jeanette, you can come in and say something. If Jeanette is there and wants.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm a
I had the great privilege of being coached by Sandra, and my life is enriched because of it. She's intuitively a coach, but she has definitely learned techniques and games and stories that even make her so much more effective in a short period of time. Because when you meet Sandra, she is an enlightened being, and she's such a beautiful, creative person to begin with. But it's obvious to me that you have, and the schooling that she's gone through has added so much to her life that will make her an outstanding coach that I'm going to be so happy to recommend people to come and take part in. But I also want to say that listening, as she's invited me to do since the beginning of your graduation, a few minutes late, a bit, but I must say I enjoy the tone of voice, and I can feel the love coming across. And as she said, the enlightenment, I can feel it in this community. Just this short experience with you all is an experience to have on a Friday afternoon in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I thank you all for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's nice. We have...
Excuse me, I wonder if I could just burst in here. This is another friend of Sandra's, Susan Dorsey, and I just want to send a big hug to Sandra and tell her how proud I am of this incredible journey that she's taken on, and the hard work, and, you know, just all of the great strides that she's made. And I would have to agree with Jeanette that Sandra is by nature a coach, but I think that the tools that she's gained by going through this process will just really allow her to reach out even more to people in so many ways, I mean, professionally and spiritually and in their lives as individuals or as part of organizations themselves. I think she's really, she's going to help get a lot of people to shore and a lot of different interesting shores that they'll find and run off in different directions. And I think that her gifts, we're only now beginning to share in Sandra's gifts, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Susan.
Sure.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Really proud of you. Big hug.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for joining in.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Kay. I believe it's Kay. No, sorry, Kathy. Kathy, I don't want to skip you. Kathy, it's the Harry in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Kurt. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to, just like everybody else, I am really grateful to be a part of, a member of the ICA community. I feel like it's a second family for me. And I truly did enjoy every day of my journey. While I am excited that I've reached my destination, that's graduation, I feel that my learning with ICA is not finished, and I will always be part of that for sure. And I wanted to thank the staff and the trainers, all of them, especially Mercy, who's on this line, for her gentle and strong presence and humbleness that I have really learned a lot from, and so many others like Angela and Karen and Bill and Linda and Jim and so many. So it's been amazing, and many, many great peer coaches as well. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Kathy. Congratulations, too.
Thank you.
Okay, Kay Tosti, USA, with us. Hi. Kay Tosti? All right, well, again, give a shout-out if you're having the tech difficulties there at the end. I'd love to hear from you if you're on. Let's move to Mary Beth. Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kirk. It's Kay. I'm just getting off mute.
Oh, Mary Beth, do you mind holding off?
No,
we're going to hear from Kay.
Go right ahead. Sorry.
All right.
Beth.
Thank you. All right, Kay.
I'm so thrilled to be a part of all of this. It has been a magnificent journey. It's been a life-changing journey for me. I feel like I came home when I went to ICA. I've just never felt such warmth and love and wisdom from so many of the staff members. Ronnie, Bill Turbin, Karen was amazing in our supervised coaching. Mercy, you've just been so loving with all of your deep and wonderful thoughts as well. And I think that ICA is just beginning to blossom. We're just going to be seen all over the world in an even greater way than we are now. And I'm very, very excited about that because so many lives are going to be touched and changed, and that's what coaching is all about. And I just am so grateful for the self-awareness. I think if I didn't ever coach anybody, just what I've learned for myself has been so life-changing. So I'm real grateful for that. And I just want to thank some of my classmates and those that have helped me along the way in supporting me, Jolene Brin, a fabulous coach, Daryl Steinbach, my buddy Candace Shehorn, all my buddies in the supervised coaching. We just were a great team and a great support to one another, and it's just great to know that we can go back and tap into this well of great knowledge when we need to, and I'm so grateful to have found ICA and to be a part of it. Thank you so much, everybody, and bless all of you. May you touch many, many lives and grow yourself in the process.
Nice, very nice. Thank you, Kay. And congratulations,
hi,
too.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, who's that?
Sorry, Kurt. Anita from Singapore. I just got to jump in as I've got to leave in about 10 minutes' time. I just want to say that it's been life-changing for me this year, joining the ICA. Just, you know, helped me to discover the boundaries I had put for myself and being able to cross those boundaries. I'm most grateful, most of all, to my clients who took risks with me, who trusted me, and allowed me to be part of their transformation. I think coaching my clients has been the greatest learning for me. My clients' experiences and willingness to share their lives with me. And, of course, I think the ICA structure itself has been very nurturing. Being a learning designer and a trainer and facility myself, entering into teleclass style of learning has been, just opened up for me a new way of learning, something that I had not explored before. And I couldn't agree more with Bron when she said about how the new economy, knowledge economy, is changing the way we learn. And I think through the ICA, that opened up for me what self-directed learning is all about. So thank you, ICA, especially also to the trainers, Mercy, who coached me, and you know, I had a tremendous aha moment about my physical body. And to Angela Bird, Jim Clarkson, spiritual coaching community, Alan Seal, and to all my peers. I love being on the discussion board, you know, listening and reading to what everybody has to say. And I wish everyone a beautiful life and entering into the world of transformation. Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your name? I didn't catch your name.
Anita from Singapore.
Ah, Anita, okay. Thank you, Anita. Thank you. It's fine.
Okay.
Mary Beth, now it's your turn. All right.
I just wanted to say thank you to all the instructors and all the other coaches who just meeting on the classes and just enjoying the different styles of coaching that we're exposed to and learning so much from each other. It's been a great experience. I've enjoyed it. I'd like to say thank you. I know Sherry's on the line. She was my supervised coach, and just the beginning to where we ended supervised coaching, I could just feel the confidence and learning so much from the other coaches, but also just listening to your wisdom. So thank you so much, Sherry. And just thank you to everybody and all the other instructors who were great. I learned so much. And good luck to everybody, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mary Beth, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Hi, we have Kate Wan from Australia. Hi, Kate. Hi.
I'm very excited to be here today. So it's been an excellent and amazing journey over the time that's taken me to get here. The ICA journey has been amazing, not only as a coach, but also in developing my business and also stretching myself personally, which has been fabulous. During the time that I've been doing my graduation, I've moved countries from the USA to Australia and I've become a second-time mum. And I couldn't have done this course and completed it all without the help of my husband, who's sitting here with me today. So thank you, Pete. And I'd also like to thank Mercy, who's supporting me during this process as well. Thanks, Mercy. And Karen Capello and Bronwyn and Lou Dallow and Linda Anderson have all been fabulous support for me. And I'd like to congratulate Trinity. It's wonderful to be here with you today. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kate, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, we still have Dominic. Hi, from Australia as well. Dominic, are you there? Dominic? No? Okay, well, if you are there and you're struggling with the Star 6, don't worry. We can still hear from you at the end here. We've also got, finally, Michael from the UK, from Scotland. Hi, Michael. I know it's late for you.
Hello, yes, it is. First, may I please, if I can, pass on my congratulations to all my peer students and my endless thanks to each instructor at ICA. I quite honestly didn't think I was going to make the celebration tonight, and I'm really pleased that I have. On a personal note, it's been a very challenging journey for me. In the last 18 months training at ICA, I've had challenges where I've lost my father-in-law today, actually, to cancer, and about 12 months ago, I lost my father. So it's been quite challenging, but what I have to say, not only professionally with ICA has it shown results in the practice that I'm slowly but surely building, but also in my own personal skills, the knowledge that's been passed on from the instructors and what's been shared with the other peer students and what I've learned has given me the strength, the skill, the wisdom to support my wife, to support my children, to support my friends, to support, you know, my loved ones, being my father and my father-in-law through these difficult times. It has been, as everybody said, a life-changing experience and a tremendous one for me that I wouldn't trade for anything. I've got an honors degree. I've served in the military with various levels of training, and I've also served in the fire service with various levels of training. And by far, this training surpasses all of them. And, you know, with that, I would just like to end by saying that the learning experience has been, if not one of the most tremendous and extraordinary encounter that I've ever had. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Michael. And congratulations to you. I'm wondering if we've heard from everybody. If there's somebody that has not had a chance to speak up, please, we'd love to hear from you. So if anybody was struggling with the Star 6 bit and would like to speak, if not, if we've heard from everybody and everybody's complete, what I'd love to do is to open up now to some of the people who have come along to this call in support of you, and I see that we have quite a few, and if anybody would feel like talking or acknowledging their graduate, now is a good time. You can just take yourself off of mute by hitting the star 6 again, and I'll take you one at a time. So would anybody like to come forward and speak? Anybody that came along and would like to talk about their graduate?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I've heard one male voice.
Yes,
go ahead.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, can you...
I'd like to speak for the niece. I think the niece, Pang in Singapore, has been doing a very good job graduating. It has been quite hard and long journey for Denise, but I think she has done a great job finishing the training and graduating today. I've been helping her and working with her and talking with her, and I've seen her journey to this day, and I think she has grown and done a great job of finishing this training. And I think she's now ready to be a absolutely great coach. And she's done a few coaching sessions with me over the last few weeks, and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to see Denise's progress after this graduation and making a business and living out of this.
All right.
Yeah. So good luck to Denise, and I'm looking forward to see the next step.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to give some acknowledgments?
Hello, it's Peter One here. My wife Kate has graduated today, and I'd just like to say that it's been an incredible journey to witness from the sidelines. When Kate started researching to do a coaching course, I at one level thought that she didn't really need to because she had this incredible natural talent for it already. But through the ICA course, I've seen her add depth and clarity to that talent, and also seen that ICA has given it all with a really good real-world business perspective. So there's definitely a polished performer at the end of the course, and I congratulate her on doing so well and through so many changes, and I can just see an incredible future for her. So congratulations.
Nice. Thank you. Congratulations on your new baby, I believe, as well. So, would anybody else like to have a word?
Yes, my name is...
Graduates? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Bill, and my wife is
Bill.
Tamara Char.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been with her during the course of her studies here and working with everybody, and I've been very impressed and actually excited by listening to her and working with people, although I have not listened to her when she's talked with anybody, but just the information that she has brought forth on this, I've actually come to believe that if I really want to predict my future, I have to create it, and I have been very excited on this.
Nice. Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, how are we doing? Anybody else?
Hello?
Hi. Who's that?
Quentin in Dallas, can you hear me?
Sure.
I'd like to mention Lauren from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I have been here firsthand to watch her during this progress, and not everyone who begins a major challenge while working full-time succeeds and finishes. And from day one, I had absolutely no doubt that she would see it through and she would finish. It was a challenge, but she did it. And I just wanted to commend her in front of everybody that it can be done. And if you are one of the people visiting and supporting someone else and you're in the process now,
mm-hmm.
Don't stop. Don't stop. See it through. And you'll always be glad you did. And it was a real delight to watch Lauren and what she succeeded in. I'm very proud of her.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Who else have
Hello?
We got? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's
my
that?
My name's Jana, and I'm just calling to say that I'm really proud of my mom. Her name's Alicia. That's all.
All right, thank you. I'm sure she's very proud, too, of you. Great. All right. Anybody else want to have a shout-out, or are we complete? We getting there? Yeah?
Yes. This
Go
is,
ahead.
This is Doug from North Carolina.
Hi, Doug.
I am Justina's husband.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I would like to offer a huge congratulations to her for completing her courses and seeing this through to the end. I saw her start from the very beginning when she started researching this and seeing what she wanted to do and her excitement when she found this.
Mm-hmm.
And watching her from the very beginning working a full-time job and going all the way to the end within 10 months, I think is a remarkable feat. And I commend her and admire her. So, and I congratulate everybody else that completed the courses as well.
Oh, thank you. Very nice. Great. Any other shout-outs to our graduates? Right. Okay, well, if we're complete, then I would just like to see if we still have on the line any of our staff or trainers that would like to have a word with our graduates or say their acknowledgments. Now is a great time to jump in. Who we got on the phone here?
Kurt, hi, this is Sherry Boone.
Yoo-hoo!
Yay!
All right, Sherry!
Yay, and I'm so happy to be here, and I just want to say to all of you, it's so great to hear you today, and I'm celebrating all of you. Congratulations. So many of you, we were together in Supervised Coach. You know you are magnificent coaches. You truly lift me up, and it has been my honor to join you on your journey. Congratulations to all of you. You deserve to be so proud of yourselves. And I want to thank you for sharing your magnificent coaching with your clients and with the world. So have a great party. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
This is Tamara. You are just fantastic.
Thanks, Tamara. Right back at you.
All right. Sharing the love. I love it. Are there any other? Who else is on the
line? You know what, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what, Kurt? This is Sherry again. I have a message from Bill.
Yes,
and
please.
And he wants, you know, Bill was so disappointed that he could not be here today. And so these are Bill's words. Bill said, "Tell them I love them because I really do." And Bill also says that you all will be missed, and he wants you all to know not to be strangers, and please know you can always find support with us. So that's directly from Bill to all of you.
Thank you.
All right, Bill. Let's give a shout-out to Bill. All right. Yee-hoo. I'm sure he would have loved to have been here. I know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you. Hey, do we have anybody else here from ICA that's like to give a shout? Is Mercy still on the line, or has she gone off? No? Sherry, were you the last? I know that Michael was on early, but is he still on, or?
Yeah, I'm here, Kurt.
Oh, hi, Michael. Did you want to have a word?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. First of all, I'll say congratulations to all of you. I know that I didn't get the opportunity to work with a lot of you since I am new part of the team, but that doesn't mean I won't get the opportunity to work with you later on. We're part of this great profession together, and we'll see each other at conferences and part of the ICA community, and it's great just to hear the excitement from fellow coaches, just excited about their journeys and having such great experiences at ICA, and it's wonderful to know that this was a great experience for you, just like it was for me. And I'm glad to have you as part of this ICA community and be able to support you and be there and share with you and enjoy this journey that we get to do together. I think the biggest thing to remember, and you learn this with ICA, is you take all your classes by yourself in this virtual community, and that's how coaching is as well. So we're kind of in these own islands where we do our own work and our own niches and our own areas. But you can see how we can still connect with all of us, with each other, and it's such a benefit to do that. And I really encourage all of you never to let that go and to stay part of the community, because it will be so beneficial for you to realize that you're not out there alone, that there's a ton of us out there to help each other and support and share the love. And thank you for allowing me to be here and be part of this great graduation. So thank you and congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Michael. That was beautiful. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else? Am I missing? I don't want to miss anybody. I want any of the trainers or staff to step up if they want to have a word before we...
Hi, Kurt. It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Hi.
I'll just say a quick congratulations to everybody as well and just wish you all the best on your coaching journeys and take care. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, I don't know if there's anybody else. I don't want to leave anybody behind. But I think what I would love to do now is let everybody acknowledge themselves. And this is the time when everybody in the United States, anyway, they grab their cap and they throw it in the air and they go, whoopee. So I'd love to hear a shout out from all of you just to acknowledge yourselves right now. So let's do it. All right! Congratulations! And the bells are ringing! Beautiful.
Skype has gone wild.
Skype has gone off the map. Listen, just that was great to hear all that enthusiasm, and it was really nice to hear everybody talking tonight, and all of the comments are just very moving. And there's a lot of spirit in the community, and I want to acknowledge that. And I'd also like to, before we go, I'd definitely like to acknowledge some of the people that you all, you've seen their names, and you've just heard from one, Amanda Christo. And Amanda and Susan Pocock, who are amazing at organizing these things behind the scenes, these ceremonies, and they're the ones that make it possible. So I really want to make sure that they get their acknowledgments. And Susan, who also did an amazing job just administering so many assessments, just making sure that they're sent to the correct person and recording all the results, all of that stuff is so important for you at the end of your time with us to make sure that your certificates and all that is in order. So I really want to thank them so much for that. And, of course, Mercy and Laureen for all their hard work in assessing, you know, most of these submissions, which there were a lot of them this time, over 120, and they had a great assistance from people like Prabha, some of our trainers, Sherry Reed, Sherry Boone, Michael, Isabel, Kathy, Joanne, and Bill. All of them helped to make sure that those assessments were done. And don't want to forget our supervised coaches. We've heard from them. We've heard from Sherry. But Karen isn't here tonight, but both of them, as you all know, you've all been through that, fantastic job that they do for this ICA community. And they see all of our beautiful coaches going, so it's great to have them with us as well. And, you know, our trainers, all of them, their dedication and their love for what they do, and it really stands out, the love for everything they do for ICA, and it makes us such a beautiful community. I'd really like to thank them as well. And, of course, Julie and Shelley in finance that make sure that all of the money end of things is taken care of, and you've seen their names before as well. And finally, really just a great big thanks to both Robin and Bronwyn for their vision in bringing all of this about and making this all possible for all of the coaches that we're putting out into this world to make this world a better place. So really, I want to thank everybody for being on this call tonight, and I hope everybody's complete. I enjoyed it.
This is Bronwyn. Can I interject before you close the graduation?
Oh, of course, Bronwyn.
I wanted to also thank Jamie. Jamie's also unsupervised and
of course
has been doing it too. But I wanted to thank particularly Kurt, for being on this graduation. It's 1:30 in the morning at the moment for Kurt, and I can't believe he has so much energy in his voice at 1:30, although those of us who did see him at the ICF conference know he can dance like any man can, like, unbelievably dance. This man has more energy than you can imagine. Between him and Sherry Boone, you haven't seen anything. So I want to thank you, Kurt, because I know you've, as I said, you did the graduation at 2 o'clock ceremony today and also this one, and it's been fantastic being part of it, and thank you for making it such a wonderful ceremony. And I also encourage everyone, as you step now into the world of joining the alumni at ICA, and congratulate you for entering into the prestigious group of the alumni at ICA. So well done,
indeed,
everyone. So back to you, Kurt. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you, and it's been my pleasure. So this brings us to the conclusion of our graduation ceremony, and again, on behalf of everyone at ICA, I want to wish all of you growth, wisdom, and success in whatever way you decide to take your coaching careers. So thank you again, everybody, and congratulations!
Woo-hoo. Bye-bye!
Bye. All right!
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.